Business success usually comes to those who are too busy to be looking for it. Join RVK for the award-winning RV on Business show every Tuesday at 12 midday. It's not about thinking out of the box. There is no box. Only on 101.9 High FM.
Welcome to 101.9 High FM. It is almost 10 minutes past 12. Thank you so much for joining us. And this is the first time that both Israel and South Africa are on the same time, so it makes life a lot easier. Just the reality that we live with. Craig asked me how I was as we came on air, and I just happened to have Israel National News over open, and the news flash came up about the passing of Staff Sergeant Aviv Gilboa, who fell in Gaza. Heartbreaking that we are still losing soldiers over a year into the war, and we still don't have our hostages back. Please God, that will change very, very shortly, and peace will reign, which is something that we just so desperately need and want. But coming back to business, I have been absolutely inundated by people asking me to help them work out whether they can or can't retire on the savings that they have, how much they need to put away, etc., etc. So let me start off by saying this is not magic. It's not secrets. It's not, you know, complicated formula and spreadsheets that you need. Yes, you could definitely work it out on a financial calculator if you had all the details. But if you go onto most bank websites and you put in a retirement calculator, it'll give you a tool that you can use, and it'll make recommendations or assumptions for things like the return that you're going to get on your money. In other words, how much, for lack of a better word, interest are you going to get on your money every year? And it'll compound that going forward. What the rate of inflation is, it'll take the current CPI, which is the basket of inflationary goods that the South African Reserve Bank uses, and it'll put that in. So it just makes it quite easy for you to go and do that calculation. But what I'm going to do today with you is one or two hypothetical scenarios. And I'm going to try use figures that are realistic based on current income. And we are going to use age target, in other words, the retirement target age. That is also a little bit in the future. We're not dealing with a 55-year-old who wants to retire in 5 years and has absolutely no money, because short of tripping over a nugget of gold or winning the lottery or coming into inheritance, it's very unlikely that you're going to be able to retire on your current income or even a percentage thereof. Let's also just clarify one or two things. People talk about that on their statement at the bottom at work in the employee benefit statement, whether it's their pension or the provident, they've got either a chart or a color coding or something that shows them how close they are to be able to being able to retire. Let's just unpack what parameters those calculators really use. First of all, they can only use figures that they know about. So they're using your current income. They're using the retirement age on the scheme, which is either 60, 63, 65, or whatever it is. And they're using usually 75% of your current income. Why 75%? Because there's an assumption that 25% of your income goes to pay debt, goes to pay repayments, goes to pay mortgages, cars, things which the assumption is that you wouldn't have in retirement. And we all know that's not always the case. You can buy a beautiful car just before you retire, look after it, but, you know, 150,000 Ks later, 10 years later, the car is getting a little bit long in the tooth, and you're not quite confident that it'll make it from Joburg to Cape Town in the middle of summer with the aircon on without having to worry. So those things also need to be taken into account. So what we're going to do is we're going to start a hypothetical example, and I will use the figures that I feel are appropriate, and then we'll go from there. If anybody wants it to be a little bit more customized, please first of all don't give me your don't, send me an anonymous message, and then I'll put your details in. So the first thing we need to know is what is your current age? And let's use a current age of 40. Why 40? Because unfortunately, that's the age that people start worrying about retirement. They say, oh, I've got 15 years until I'm 55, which was the retirement age, not so much anymore. Then we want to know what the retirement age is. Let's put in 65. So that gives the person 25 years to go. The next question is the present value of your current savings. So I can hear people chuckling like, I've got kids in private schools. I pay medical aid. I don't have any savings. But let's say you are one of those people who worked for corporates your whole life, where you had pensions and provident funds, and you didn't really take or dip into them, and you've saved a bit of money over time. So let's say 500,000 rand, which is not a huge amount of money, but it's something. The question is, what are you now saving monthly? So if you say, let's say you have an income of 100,000 rand a month gross, most scenarios are that you would put in 7% and the company would put in 7%. Somewhere from that joint amount of 7 and 7, which is 14, risk benefits come out, life cover, disability, funeral, spouse's benefit, etc., etc. And that could be 2, 2.5, 3%, plus there's expenses. So from the 14, let's round it down to 10. So you're saving 10,000 rand a month if you're earning 100,000 rand, 100,000 rand a month. Now, how much is that monthly amount going to increase every year? We're going to put it at 10%. The truth is that it's often less because inflation doesn't run at 10%. It runs lower, and these benefits are often linked to inflation. But let's assume that within that 10,000 rand, you have your own private savings, and that's increasing a little bit more than 10%, so it balances out. Then the next question is the projected investment return. What return? What percentage are you going to get on your money? So if you have 100,000 rand in the bank and your return is 10%, you're going to get 10,000 rand interest or return every month. And we're now talking after costs. So we are using a projected investment return of 8%. Why? Because if you take 8% plus you add costs on, it comes to 10, and that's a reasonable figure for the current situation if you're looking at balance funds. Might not have been the case in January this year, and might not be the case in January next year. Hopefully it'll be higher, but that's what it is. Let's have a quick look now at your income requirements. So to recap, we know how old you are now. You're 40. We know when you want to retire. In 65, you've got half a million rands worth of savings, and you're putting away 10,000 rand a month, increasing by 10% every year, and you're getting 8% return on your money. Now, what is your income requirements? This is a real, it's a calculated guess because you don't really know. But if you take your current income at the moment and you start stripping things out, you're not paying school fees, you're not paying varsity fees, you are most probably not paying a bond, you're not paying a car, you are paying things like all the associated cost of running a house. Rates and taxes, electricity, water, refuse, all that. I can hear you giggling in the background there. Yes, regardless of where your source of electricity or water comes from, somehow it needs to be paid for. So if you strip that all out, let's say that our person feels that 100,000 rand is a little bit steep and they won't need that. They'll only need 50,000 rand. because the medical aid is it will be included in all that. The next thing is, how long must the money last? The money needs to last 25 years. So if you're going to retire at 60, 25 years is going to take you to the ripe old age of 90. Today, thank God, many people live to that age. The most important thing when it comes to that, to living longer, is to making sure that you can cover your medical expenses. Right. The expected annual inflation, we're going to use 6%. It's a little bit high, but we know that medical inflation is higher than the normal inflation. And we're going to say that we're going to be more conservative in retirement. So we're only going to get a 6% return on our money, and our income is going to increase every year by 5%. So I've built the scenario. Let's take a quick break. And when I come back, we'll recap, and then we'll look at the figures as to what someone needs to save in order to retire on that scenario.
This is RV on Business.
Right, we're back to our retirement scenario. Our chap, or our lady rather, is 40, retiring at 65. They have half a million rands worth of savings. They're putting away 10,000 rand a month, increasing every year 10%. The projected return is 8%. And they now say to you, okay, if I had to retire today, 50,000 rand would be perfect for me. I don't know how long I'll live, but my grandpa, my Zaida, my Baba, they live till in their 90s. So let's calculate till age 90. The expected inflation is 6%, and the return on capital in retirement is lower because we're going to take risk out of it. So at the moment, we're using 6%, but the income needs to increase every year at 5% in order to take other inflations into account, inflationary items such as medical aid. The first thing I want to share with you is that if this person needs 50,000 rand a month now, how much money will they need at age 65 in 25 years to buy the exact same basket of goods? In other words, if you take their budget and you see what their budget comes to, and it comes to 50,000 rand, how much will they need to buy the same basket of goods? Medical aid, food, rates and taxes, all that come together. The answer is 215,000 rand. So 50,000 rand now is the equivalent of 215,000 rand in 25 years' time. So for those of you who are trying to get your head around that, it's a big, big number. Right, let's keep going. If you say you need 50,000 rand a month, you need it to last for 25 years, you are getting 6% return on your income, and the income needs to increase every year by 5%, you need to have, to round it off, 55 million rand capital at retirement. If you take the value of your present savings, that'll bring you up to your have savings between your lump sum of 500,000 and your monthly amount of 28,000, 28 million. So you need 55, you will have 28, you've got a shortfall of 27. So that's almost half of what you need, you have as a shortfall. The question is, how do you get that? And the answer, actually, in this scenario is not too bad. You need to double the amount of money you're putting away. So you're putting away 10,000 rand a month. If you put away another 11,000 rand a month, in other words, 21,000 rand a month, you should not have a shortfall. I just wish this was live so you could see the interaction. But let me go and change that amount of 10,000 to 21,000. And then if I go look, there is absolutely no shortfall. There's a shortfall of 8,000 rand. But the bottom line is, that is the scenario. So if you're age 40, you're earning 100,000 rand a month, and you want to retire on half of that, you need to spend 20% of your income on savings, excluding the half a million rand that you've already got put away. If we take that out of the scenario and we put in zero over there, then you're still going to have a shortfall of 3 million rand. So that half a million rand doesn't really make a major dent. It is the amount monthly going in that really makes the big difference to you when it comes to retirement. I'm just adjusting the figures back there. So there we go. If that's the case, you should be able to retire without too much of a problem. Let's take the other extreme. And this is an example that I give very, very frequently. If you take somebody who goes into the civil service right after school, so for those of us who are a little bit older, if you went straight into police force after school, or you joined the military and you stayed on right from school, or you went to nursing school. And I'm using those three examples because they are notoriously known as professions that pay poorly. In other words, they're underpaid. But if that's what you were used to, in other words, that's the income you lived on and you got by all the time and you were used to a modest income and you stuck with that job all the way through, you would be able to retire on about 75% of your last paycheck. So let's do that scenario. And because we're not putting years in, we're only using ages, it is irrelevant as to when the person started and stopped because we're just using it. So let's say the person went to nursing school or took a gap year and then did 2 years something else and they only started earning an income at age 21. So they earn an income of age 21. The present value of the savings is zero because they're just starting out. And the question is, how much are they saving every month? So here we are dealing with a person who earns 50,000 rand a month. 10% of 50,000 would be about 5,000. Take off the cost. Let's say they're spending 3,500 rand a month towards the retirement. The escalation, we're going to keep at 10. The return, we're going to keep at 8. And we're saying that if the income is 50,000, they're going to need 35,000 rand a month to retire. The income must last them for 25 years, keeping the same parameters. The expected inflation is 6%. The return on the capital after retirement is 6%, and the income must increase at 5% every year. If we go down and we have a look at that, 35,000 rand in present value, how much would you need to buy the same basket of goods at age 65? You would need 455,000 rand, which means that the capital that you would need in retirement is 118 million rand. Now, I can hear the reaction. How does that work? The last scenario, we needed a lot less. We only needed 50 million rand. Why does this person need 118? Simple. The age to retirement is far greater. They need to build up a bigger pot of money in order to pull out for the same period of time. Okay, so they will need 118 million. Their savings will amount to 40 million rand. They have a shortfall of 77 million rand. And therefore, to make sure they can retire, they need to increase their savings by 3,388. In other words, the savings, instead of being 3,500 needs to be 6,000 rand a month, which is just a little bit over 10%, and then they should be able to retire quite comfortably on about 35,000 rand. So those are two scenarios that I've given you, which just show how important it is to take care of the following. Number one, not to spend money that is in your pension or provident fund. Number two, to make sure you are contributing every single month to some form of retirement savings, whether it's your pension or your provident or both, and a private retirement annuity. If you are an individual who is opportunistic, is entrepreneurial, has the ability to do different things like to buy properties, rent them out, wait for the capital appreciation, or you have some understanding of the stock market and you can make money on your own by using your disposable income, great. We are talking here about the classic clinical case of someone who works, receives an income, and now has to pay other things going forward. The next scenario that I want to do is a scenario that someone just messaged me about. And that is, what happens? So Joseph says, what happened to the majority of us who are unable to save in any meaningful way? And if we have saved, we've dipped into it continuously, only once our children are off our payroll, so to speak, smiley face, and only then are we able to retire. Joseph, that is the sad reality of a lot of people. And it's, I suppose, a matter of priorities as to what you want to do with your money while you are, you know, earning it. The truth is, the cost of living in South Africa and many other places in the world is very, very high, and people aren't able to really save. But let's take a scenario of where a person is age 55. They've saved absolutely nothing, and now they want to start putting away 25,000 rand a month, and they're going to retire in 10 years' time. But they want to retire on an equivalent of 100,000 rand a month. Sorry, just let me do 100,000 rand a month, and it must last for 25 years, the same scenario. This person has got themselves in a real, real pickle. Because in order to retire on 100,000 rand a month for 25 years, they're going to need to accumulate 46.5 million rand capital in the next 2 years. So in the next 10 years, the only thing they're accumulating is close to 7 million. So they have a 39 million rand shortfall over a short period of time. In order to get that shortfall, they need to save another 146,000 rand a month, which just simply shows you how difficult it is as you get older and as you get closer to retirement to be able to save enough. If this particular guy, and let's use Joseph because that's a person who just messaged me, woke up 10 years earlier, in other words, he had 20 years to retirement, he would then only have to save an additional 39,000 rand, which just shows you the magic of compound interest. Just those extra 10 years has dropped the saving requirements by close to 35, 40,000 rand. So the secret is to really save and to make sure that you don't have access to that money that can be squandered. As I'm talking, messages just come through, and it's something that I wanted to touch on. Is a retirement policy or a pension or provident fund, as you mentioned, the only way to go? Are there not better investments that can give you better returns? Mandy, that's a question we get all the time. And the answer is pretty straightforward. The returns on a retirement annuity or on a unit trust or on an endowment are all the same depending on which funds you use. So if you had to use, for example, a Momentum Balance Plus fund across a retirement annuity, an endowment, and a unit trust, you would get the same return. The differences come in on the taxes. On the retirement annuity, you will not pay tax on the growth There'll be no capital gains on that money. So your money should grow a little bit better simply because the returns you're getting are not being chiseled away by tax. On an endowment, the same thing. It's the tax. If you're on the highest tax bracket, you might pay less tax in an endowment and would be worth your while. And in a unit trust, you're going to pay capital gains tax based on how much you make in that fund. And then that'll be sent over and recalculated in your final tax calculation for SARS at the end of the year. When it comes to retirement products, and let's take the two-pot scenario out of the picture for now. If you look at it as it was designed and purely for the way it was meant to be used, it was meant to provide a way to save money that is tax deductible up to a certain amount. Number one. Number two is not taxable to encourage people to save. And number three, there are limitations as to how much you can withdraw and when you can withdraw it. Because life happens, whether it's solar power that needs to be installed, school fees that needs to be paid, medical emergencies, or any other scenario that you can come up with. We're all going to dip in if we need to gap that shortfall need now. But if we are unable to touch it, that money will be there for us at retirement. And again, the scenario I often give is it's almost like someone sitting in a life craft and there's water all around, but not a drop to drink. Person says, I can't get through the month, but I've got this huge amount of money sitting in my retirement fund. Yes, well, now with the two-pot system, you can access some of it. There's other ways to do it, but you need to understand that every time you access that money, it has a tax consequence and it certainly has a retirement consequence.
This is RV on Business.
Welcome back to 101.9 Chai FM. It's time to wrap up once again. It's gone really quickly. There's been a lot of questions that come in, giving me your scenarios. As I said, please just go find your own calculator or, most importantly, ask your financial planner to help you with this. I've had some sharp criticism here to say that my return figures are incorrect, my inflation figures are incorrect. Yes, you could very well be. You could be correct and I could be incorrect, but I've really erred on the side of caution. I've tried to give a sort of generic scenario that would apply to everybody. If you can get a better return or you feel that returns are better elsewhere, take your calculator and play with it. But do yourself a favor. Number one, maximize your tax deduction if you can before going elsewhere, because why would you spend money if you're not going to get a tax deduction on it and get a tax-free return? There are theories out there that don't agree with me, but you know, if you can get your tax deduction, go ahead and get it. And then also remember that the way a retirement scenario works is forever changing. The amount that is tax deductible does change from time to time. It hasn't changed in a while. But there is talk about that coming in the next year or two. The amount that you have taken previously, whether it affects that amount, that's changed with the two-pot system. And how much you draw every month is a moot point. Some people say that I want total access to as much money or as little as I want, or not to be able to draw an income a particular year. And there are dictates as to the law and as to how that all works. So yes, that's something that you need to take into consideration. One cannot predict what is going to change in the future. One needs to work with the variables that they have now. But one thing I think that we can all be very proud of as South Africans is how progressive and how effective our retirement saving scenario is and our financial services. Craig is just giving me the wind up finger. So thank you everybody for listening. This is the first show of the new Jewish year. I know in South Africa, everybody is already feeling the itch of sand between your toes and the smell of sea air. So just put your head down. Those assigned to write exams, everything of the best. Thank you so much for listening. We will speak to you next week.